T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program, Food, Wine, and Fun. I got a great selection of great value wines to talk to you about in the fourth segment. They're wines that I used in my first class at WSU. They just showed so well, and they're so value-oriented, great value for money. We'll talk about that a little bit later. My guest today is Bree Arthur. Bree Grows, BrieGrows.com, and you'll learn more about her. She's an author, horticulturalist, but more importantly, she spreads the word of the foodscape revolution. And the two books that we've been speaking about, Gardening with Grains and the Foodscape Revolution. Bree, now I'm being selfish. I'm looking for free advice and information.
I love to give it.
You know, we plant herbs, and I absolutely have learned through trial and error that bigger pots are make better pots and give the more room. You know, I've done a little elongated window pot, if you will, with four or five different herbs in there, and they crowd each other out, and they get root bound. One of the things I learned early on, and you kind of touched on it, sometimes growing these things, whatever you choose to grow, it's not so much for the food aspect, but it might even be for feeding our local fauna that live in the backyard. I love to plant parsley, and it's one of the herbs that we use often. And I got frustrated in the beginning on my back deck because it looking so big and beautiful, and this big ball of fresh parsley, and next thing you know, it's down to nubs, and there's all these caterpillars in there. And a friend of mine said, well, oh, don't hurt the caterpillars. Let them eat the parsley. They turn into beautiful butterflies.
Exactly right.
I thought, well, okay, maybe I should plant two, one for the caterpillars and one for me, but I don't know if I can keep them off of that. What are some of the herbs that you think most anyone can grow here with our temperature? When should they plant them? And is it better to have them in pots or out in the yard in a raised bed? What do you think?
Well, you know, I always go to the big four. And, of course, you know, when you're talking about herbs, what you're really thinking about are plants from the Mediterranean region. And I live in North Carolina. You are in Kansas. We have literally nothing in common with the climate of the Mediterranean.
Right.
And so I always think, okay, how can I grow this and trick the plant into thinking they're still in Greece, right? More than likely, it's not going to be by planting it in the ground, although, you know, there are some exceptions. And particularly when you invest in quality compost and, you know, you build beds above grade so they drain better. But I agree. I do a lot of my herbs in large pots. I usually start 7-gallon and bigger. And I do put them in really easy to access places so that when I'm cooking, I don't have to run across my yard. I can just like go onto my back patio. Or I actually grow a lot of herbs in hanging baskets because they're drought tolerant. And I don't want to have to water my hanging baskets constantly. You know, I'll grow like the creeping rosemary as the trailing plant in my hanging baskets and then maybe mix, you know, oregano and sage with it, knowing that because I'm not watering, they won't grow as fast, but they're right there on my front porch so that I can get to them without having to put shoes on. I live in the fire ant zone, so there's not a lot of barefoot walking in central North Carolina.
Yeah. And you can grow them even in a window, in small containers. And the key is you just got to use them and enjoy them. And, boy, I'll tell you, you've given me so many great ideas for planting. And I'm going to get involved in this grain thing and see if I can plant something, maybe even rice, in this area that is always moist. Even when I just run my sprinklers and it's in the dry season, that ground is always quite moist. And maybe that's an answer. Bree, both the books are cool. Your latest book, Gardening with Grains, is great interest, especially, I think, for those of us living here in the Midwest. And Foodscape Revolution, another great book that you put out in 2017. Congratulations. Real quick, folks, I want to tell you that Bree she's going to be in Kansas City for a garden symposium. You can learn more at gardensymposium.org. The symposium is that first weekend in March. If you have the ability to drive up there, it might be something to go be a part of. It's March 6th and 7th, Saturday and Sunday. Great fun, Bree. It'll be interesting to hear you talk. I hope I can make it up.
I look forward to meeting you in person. And thank you so much for having me on your show. Well, this has just been such a delightful time.
Anytime. And if you ever come back to Wichita, I'd love to either host you for a dinner at my house, or I can take you to some of the best restaurants in town. And there's so many. We're so lucky in that regard.
You can count on it. I am in love with Wichita, and I'm telling everyone I meet that everyone should take a vacation to Wichita.
There you go. All right. Well, thanks so much, Bree. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.